On Tuesday, members of Spokane's chapter of Veterans for Peace looked back 53 years to an event that some believe turned American public opinion against the Vietnam War. Here are a few moments from the gathering at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Spokane's Riverfront Park, starting with the chapter's Vice President, George Taylor.
Today we are here at this sacred place to remember the 504 innocent, unarmed Vietnamese civilians who were killed at the hamlet of My Lai on this day, on this morning, 53 years ago. In the stillness of that morning, the U.S. Army Company C, at the direct command of Lieutenant William Calley, opened fire indiscriminately on the unarmed villagers without provocation. My Lai was not the only instance of rape, torture, and murder of U.S. troops in Vietnam. But in terms of intensity and scale, it was the penultimate massacre of the war.
If we do not recognize events like My Lai for what they are, if we turn away and act like nothing happened, then we numb our conscience and we numb our sense of right and wrong. I think we become less human.
I can't tell you the truth about the massacre because I was living the lie and being paid to follow orders, follow the leader. Follow the pitiful pattern of might makes right until we clearly see that everything is wrong.
That was Rusty Nelson, preceded by Tom Charles. George Taylor opened the montage. They remembered the My Lai massacre during a Tuesday ceremony at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Spokane's Riverfront Park. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.